Do you need to record 10, 20, and 30 minute videos? Or will a 60 second video get the job done with YouTube Shorts? These are all of the questions that we need to answer once and for all. So by the end of this video, you're not only going to uncover the difference between short and long form, but you're also going to see how short form videos can rank on platforms outside of YouTube like Google to get thousands of more views just by uploading that specific video to the YouTube Shorts feed. So we're gonna break down short form versus long form and then get you out of here so you can hit record. I'm sitting down with my co-host today. Let's dive into it. The pros of doing the, let's start with the short form. Pros of doing the short form video via content interview or via one-off videos, or even guesting on a podcast, by the way, is perfect.
Yeah, that's great too. Yeah.
What I do when I guest, by the way, is just an aside, just for the, if you guys, just this super tactical thing that Danny, shout out Dan Del Vecchio, taught me, which is you just record your own side. So I'll record on my phone and I'll record on my, through my webcam software, through the Insta.
So then you can get
software. And now I have, like yesterday I have one that I can just toss in, you know, through AI, or I could just give to the editor either way. And now I have all those clips, right? So anyway, but short form, meaning your own short form video. Pros of that are, of course, the content benefits we described, but also the occasional YouTube short appearing, you know, in a Google search result, right? I think I have like three right now that will appear, one for Alex Ramosi's book, another one for a clothing, like a, what is it, merch store that I, that asked me to review them. Mm-hmm. So I did. And it was, it's a terrible review because it was a terrible experience. And then like a couple others that appear in that Google / YouTube search result, right? So that's the benefit of the short form. Now, the cons of that is that you are not going to be able to really capture people with short form video. Meaning, one of our clients, we looked yesterday, right? Hey, this video has 30,000 views or 50 or 100,000, but they only got 2 subscribers from that video, right? And then to say that somebody's going to watch that YouTube short and then like buy something or even sign up for an email list, I'm sorry, it's just not happening, right? So that's the con there. That's where a podcast comes in. Podcast helps you. Podcast in long form helps you lead them down the path. The short form is more for essentially personal brand, like just so you exist out there in video form.
To get it started, it's a meaningful first step. And the idea, again, if we're adding stuff on, the podcast is the ultimate version of all of this. If we're adding stuff on, then you want to have another place where somebody watches a few shorts and says, I like the cut of this guy's jib. I like what he says about, whatever it is.
Yep.
Then I can go and watch some videos on it. Maybe that's not thousands of people. Maybe that's a few people here and there, but still you want to have a place for them to go. So it's about graduating at that level and getting enough where it makes enough sense to you, or you get enough feedback where there's people saying, this is great. I need more. I need more. We have one client that does a weekly watch list for the stock market that is, people get upset when it doesn't go out on time when it's supposed to go out. I mean, this is appointment viewing for 400, 500 people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't know
what
person is floating out there that, and you'd be surprised because a lot of creators that are in the services business are so used to seeing such low numbers. They have a hard time, and I'm a victim of this too, of conceptualizing like somebody actually plotting down the buyer's journey, but they do exist and they are there. And the point of that is over time to build that buyer's journey where there's plenty of stops for them to go if they're still considering, or if they want to take a shortcut straight to the call and actually move to action, that's there. But that idea of giving them plenty of places to go and check stuff out. I mean, you see this in grocery stores, right? Where they have like a line of candy bars as you're walking up to the to your self-checkout or whatever it is, because just having this stuff there and in place, these are all touch points that maybe not everybody hits every one, but you want to have them there if somebody hits that exact right. And that's marketing. That's what it is.
Marketing is doing those.
So you're not missing out on hundreds of people or millions of people, but when you have that there, it starts to happen, right? Like you start getting messages where people are like, this is great. Or somebody says, hey, can we set up, you know, like, and you figure out that they've been, you know, along this little tiny like path up here in the jungle that you had no idea. But once you get that constructed, it can be legit. It can. And it's totally passive because they're interacting with you from a past time. It's a video. It's not you talking to them, giving free game or a discovery call or anything like that, you know, but it's just as meaningful. It's like 90% as meaningful as the real McCoy.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.